Episode 163, a beautiful NYC staycation. Hey loves, so boy did this hotel pan out great. We're literally never ever going back to the Times Square area. Upper East Side is where it's at. From having our apartment to a clean, sweet neighborhood to walk through, we were in heaven. There were of course a few glitches before the perfect times happened. For example, he was halfway away from his home and forgot to bring his blazer and dress pants. At that time, I was almost to the city, but we quickly decided it would be best for him to turn back, being that he was early anyway. We also had the option of him buying a new outfit for the night, but after thinking about it, he said it made more sense for him to turn back. So I arrived about 1:10 p.m., scoured the city for parking, and relayed the intel to him. Then I miraculously found free parking and told him that when he arrived, I'd jump into his car and help him find some too. We hung up and I started watching SWAT, and then posting while I waited. Maybe 45 minutes later, I called him and he was 15 minutes away. We talked until he arrived, and then I jumped in his car and rode around a few times before finding free parking. He said I was the parking genie, and I smile because I'm pretty good at finding it. We grabbed our bags and head over to the hotel to check in. It was a simple check-in, and after giving our travel card for incidentals, we were walking into our apartment, and it was a pleasant surprise. A full living room, kitchen, and great bedroom. We loved it and couldn't believe that we got it for 2 days at the same amount that we usually pay for 1 day when we stay in Midtown. We immediately started unpacking. He took the coat closet in the living room and gave me the one in the bedroom. Then we lay on the bed and watched Cross. It was really good, and my plan worked, and he got super into episode 7, because it was the last one before the end, and there was a lot of suspense. It was definitely left us with a cliffhanger, and he was excited to see the final episode. We decided to leave it for later, though, because we were hungry, so after contemplating whether to take an Uber or walk, we went with the latter. It was a pretty substantial walk, but we made the most of it and talked about the neighborhood as we sauntered. Before you knew it, we were at the restaurant and greeted by the nice waiter. We asked about the mocktails, but they didn't really have any good ones, so we ultimately ended back with our good old Shirley Temples. He was still coming down from his beginning dishevelment when he realized that he'd forgotten his money for the club. I went right into fix-it mode and told him it's cool because there was a TD Bank a few blocks away. He said he was thinking that and, instead of waiting for us to leave, decided to go and get it out of the way. I said, okay, cool, and as he left, Bestie called, so it was actually perfect timing. While I was talking to her, he was trying to figure out the bank. He wrote back saying it was closed and asked about the ATM. He said it was closed too. I told him no worries, he could simply Zelle me the money and I'll take it out of my bank, which was next to his, and then give it to him. He said great and came back to the restaurant. He seemed so disheveled, but still was having a good time. I told him the great thing about us is even when we're disheveled or something goes wrong, we're there for one another to keep it light and bring things back on track. He agreed, and then the waiter returned, so we ordered our food. I opted for the fish and chips and him the chicken. When he told me, I thought his meal would come with pasta, so we were pretty disappointed when it came on top of greens. Though he said it tasted good, the portion was so small. We joked about it, and I saved him by giving some of him my fish and chips. Just as he had done for me that time when I got the ravioli, and they gave me like 5 pieces. This situation definitely mirrored that. It was super comical. He said he felt like he just couldn't win and definitely needed to take a nap. We laughed, and after paying the bill, head back home to our apartment. On our walk, we stopped at the restaurants along the way to see if any of them had stuff we liked for a possible change of dinner for the next day, but we didn't find much. We got back to our hotel, checked out the gym, and then found the tea machine to make some before heading back into our apartment. We loved the feeling of it, as if we lived together, and after our frolicking and me dancing around to the music on my playlist, he fell asleep. I took the opportunity to write Single Life, and then when I was done, I turned over and settled in to nap with him. Maybe an hour later, we were up. Honestly, we didn't sleep much. He said he couldn't feel right in the bed, and I didn't feel as sleepy anymore. We both woke up and went to the bathroom. I went to the living room to watch NCIS Sydney. Maybe 15 minutes before it was over, he texted saying he wasn't asleep and wanted me to come and watch the final episode of Cross. I told him I'd be a minute and joked saying he missed me. He said he did, so I quickly finished my show and head into the room to be with him. We finished Cross and he loved it. He commended me again on my plan for him to watch the final two episodes with me and said they were really good. I was super happy about that, and then we frolicked some before showering and getting ready to